Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Well, this is going to be one of those shows. It's one of those shows where I just don't know what to talk about. There's a lot going on both sides of the pond, as we say, in the United States, in Israel, in the Middle East, with Iran, with the rocket attacks again on Sderot down south here in Israel. I am going to be opening up the mic to all of you who want to join me on air, and I'm just going to be, you know, picking different topics. You know, there's the possible early elections here in Israel as well, because the bed that was made by Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz, together, it looks like they may be getting a divorce. If they do, we may be going to new elections in November, when the Americans are supposed to go to elections. And now they're talking about the possibility of postponing elections there. I mean, the world is just crazy. And it seems like it's been so crazy since the corona, especially, so much that, and for so long, that our heads are just spinning. And what's truth is lies, and what's lies is truth. I mean, this is, it's tiring. We live in a world that's full of spin, and it's going so, so fast today. So we're going to be draining the swamp on news headlines that's going around. And again, I'm going to open up the show today. Pretty much any topic you want to talk about, feel free to call in. I'm going to be bringing on one of my good friends, Lenny Solomon. He's a musician, but he's got a huge heart for Israel, for the Jewish people. He travels a lot. He sees a lot of people. He has got his opinions on what's going on. But I want you, our listeners, to join me on the air as well. Our numbers are on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. This is one of the rare times when I open up the show to you and me, pretty much any topic. So take advantage of it. We'll be right back.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And today we're going to be concentrating on the draining the swamp, for lack of better words, draining the swamp on the news headlines that are going on today. And we have lots to talk about. I'm going to open up the lines as well. If you're listening in and you'd like to weigh in on an issue, if you'd like to ask a question, anything you want. It's rare that I do this, but I'm going to open it up. You can call in and we can talk about or address a subject very briefly that you'd like to talk about. In the meantime, we're going to be examining some headlines here, and I'm going to be doing that with my good buddy, Lenny Solomon. Lenny is the founder of Schlockrock, and you can visit his website, by the way, at schlockrock.com. Schlockrock is a band that has recorded tens of albums with many parodies of famous songs that we all know, many with humorous Jewish-oriented lyrics. He's recently started a more serious project called the FourCornersProject.org. You can go over there and visit that as well, which aims to spread Jewish education and unite Jews. He's also from a generation of Jews who made Aliyah, or moved to Israel, as an adult. And he has his opinions on what's going on in the world because he now has kids of army age and kids who are going to be going into national service. So we're going to be talking about things that affect us today. And again, I want to remind you, if you want to call in with a certain topic, then you can do that. We'll briefly discuss it. Ask Lenny what he thinks about that as well. And our numbers are on the top of our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Welcome to the show, Lenny Solomon.
Thank you, Tamar. It's great to be here.
It is great to have you on. And I just want to say, when I say that you're my good buddy, I say that with pride because I'm thinking, how do I get to be friends with Lenny Solomon? That's like so cool. Anyway. All right. So, Lenny, you really don't know what we're going to discuss. When I contacted you last night, I said, we'll just talk about whatever is going on in the news. And there is a lot going on in the news, but I'm kind of tired of each subject. I'm tired of talking about Corona, but it's had such a big effect of our lives. I'm tired of talking about what's going on with the elections in the United States between Biden and Trump. And I'm tired of talking about the left wing and the Antifa and the anarchist rioting that's going on there and the lack of safety for Jews. I'm tired of talking about rocket attacks on Israel, on the fragility of the Israeli government with what we have right now in our leadership. So saying all of that, that mouthful, what would you like to talk about?
Well, your introduction, basically, we're all tired of this stuff. We are all tired of this stuff. And the funny thing is that I was so happy when sports came back. But even that is problematic because everybody's getting Corona, you know. But I think we should be talking about the Jewish community outside of Israel and what will it take for them to understand that they have to move to Israel, if not immediately, but in the very near future? That's what I think.
So a lot of people are thinking, well, I've got my finger on the pulse. As soon as things start to get really bad, I'll be on the first plane back. What would you say to them?
I say, stop thinking you know everything for the first. In other words, there's a lot of potential things that can happen, which would be terrible. Now, again, nothing can happen and everything will be fine for the next 100 years. But I think that we are here as God's chosen people to come back to the land of Israel. And I think that we're getting a lot of signs. And we're looking at this November election. Let's just take the November election in the U.S. Half the country hates the other half of the country. That does not bode well for the Jewish people, because whoever wins and whoever loses, the Jewish people will take the brunt of this blame. That's the way it's been throughout
history. Well, go into more detail. Why? Let's say Biden wins.
Well, let's say Biden wins. The Republicans pick up. First thing is, who is leading the Democratic Party? Schumer, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler. All Jews, not a good thing. It's not a good thing. They are not representing. They're whatever their point of view is, which we know their point of view. They will be blamed, or they'll say the Jews are running the country into the ground, and they're turning the country into a socialist country.
So they'll forget about Nancy Pelosi, who's not Jewish. They're just going to concentrate on the Jews. You're saying?
Yeah, let's take a look at the playbook of over time. It's always the same. The Jews prosper in a country, and then eventually things change. And I think, I don't know for sure, but it looks like things are changing, and they're changing in America very fast, where they turn on the Jew and they escort them out of the country. And it could be not escorting, but persecuting. We don't want that to happen. And the Jews have a chance to come here of their own free will and have a great life here. It's fantastic in Israel. It's just an amazing... I've been living here for 24 years. It's fantastic. I know you've been living here for longer, right?
Yes.
So it's the greatest place to start, to have a family, to continue your family, to whatever stage of life you're in, it's the best place to be. And I think that rather than let things play out as they play out, you be proactive. People should be proactive in Australia, South Africa. I've played concerts in all of these locations: Australia, South Africa, England, Canada, Mexico, the United States. Everybody should be planning to come already. It's the time has come.
When you go on your concert tours, do you talk to Jews about Aliyah when you're on stage? Do you give a plug about it?
I've been talking about it till I'm turning blue. I have no credibility. I've been saying the same thing for 33 years or whatever. But it is, you know, I don't know. I just feel that way. I feel that I moved to Israel to watch the redemption happen, to watch the ingathering of the exiles and the Mashiach come and the third temple and all the great things that we're going to see. And I think we're in the process. I think we're in a major process right now. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes with a lot of trials and tribulations, which we're going through as well with the coronavirus and with other things. But
I just want to say here that you were talking about how good life here is in Israel. And that is that, you know, I look at my a few of my siblings that stayed in the States. I have siblings here in Israel and I have siblings in the States. And I look at the difference between our children and how my children, many of them have already married. I still have two haven't married yet, but I have three kids that are married and they've got grandkids, all of them. Given me grandkids, and wow. And I look at my older siblings in the United States, and their kids aren't even married; they're just living together, no children, no grandchildren for them. And I just feel so bad for my siblings that they don't have the joy to see, you know, the next generation and to bounce a grandkid on their knees. Instead, everyone's worried about their careers and running on flights here and there, even though that stopped with the corona. But anyway, I had promised our listeners that I'm going to open up the phone lines and they can bring up anything they want and we would briefly address it. So let's go to our listener, William, calling in from the United Kingdom. Hi there, William.
You're right, Tamar. I'd just like to talk about the Nephilim and how the coronavirus is a curse which is mentioned in the Bible. God says if we won't keep his laws and his commandments, he will put a yoke of iron upon our neck and make us their bondmen. Well, he's talking about making us the bondmen of the Nephilim. And the coronavirus, they're trying to bring in a false vaccine. And I don't know if you've heard about nanotechnology, but the vaccine is going to have nanotechnology in it that mixes with the person's DNA.
Now, when you say something like that, William, what is your source? How do you know that the vaccine's going to have nanotechnology built into it?
All the research that people of the Truth Movement have done, the Truth Movement have looked into this, and the nanotechnology already exists. It's been developed by a few companies. There's a company in Germany that's developed it as well. There's quite a few companies
right,
that have
and people also talk about being chipped, and and I've heard that from the conspiracy theorists as well. But what evidence do you have that indeed the people who are coming up with the virus, the antivirus,
because the Nephilim are controllers. If you look at all our world leaders, all the royal families, most of the billionaires have all got one thing in common: they're all Rh negative blood group. There's only 1 in 10 people are Rh negative.
You know
yet
what?
Most of our billionaires,
I'm
most
stop
of
you
our
here.
Rulers,
stop
most of the royal
William.
Families of the world are
William.
All Rh negative.
William, I want to stop you here.
God says in the Bible, if we don't...
William, I'm sorry. You're not listening to me, William, so I have to lower your mic. I would like you, because every time you... Well, almost every time that you call in, you talk about these big people having Rh negative blood. And I have to just trust you on that, because I've not done the research. So if you would be kind enough to send me after the show the evidence that you have so you can convince me. I'm open. Convince me that this is true what you're saying. Send me the documentation, your evidence that you have that this claim that you're talking about is so it means.
I'll send you a few videos where they've got scientists and things on talking about it.
Well, I don't know how long these videos are, and I don't have a lot of time, but if you can send me the documentation, I'm willing to look at it.
It would take me ages to gather all the documents.
All right.
You just have to go and listen to the... If you listen to the scientists, they're actually telling
okay,
you
send
about
me
the,
one video, and I'm not promising, but send me one video, and I'll take a look at it. Thanks for your call.
All right,
we have to go to a break, and we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country. From Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
Modesty at the beach? It isn't just about body image. It's about feeling good. Modest swimsuits, so we don't get burned by the sun.
So we won't get ogled by strangers.
So we'll feel free to express ourselves without the need to expose ourselves.
Let Marcy Modest help you to cover up what you want, how you want.
Made in Israel.
Visit MarcyModest.com. That's M-A-R-S-E-A Modest.com.
And get a 10% discount on your first purchase.
Two new shows on Israel News Talk Radio.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and we are speaking with my good buddy, Lenny Solomon, and today we're doing a different type of show, and that is we're opening up the lines to you. You can bring up pretty much any topic you want, and we'll try to address it, and we're talking about all the different headlines that are going on today, and Lenny, our last caller, was talking about conspiracy theorists who believe that there's going to be nanotechnology built in to whatever... vaccine they want to push on the population that is supposed to protect people from the coronavirus. And you wanted to weigh in on the issue. And this is the type of show where we're going to talk about anything. So go ahead.
Okay. So what I mean, everybody, we've all heard that. We've all heard that the 5G technology that they've set up, 200,000 satellites all across the world, they're going to be injecting us with a vaccine that has a chip. And then all of a sudden they can control us from wherever they are. But have we really seen that yet? It's nice. It's another scare tactic. The question is it real? Is it not real? I don't have an answer to that. I just think that it's important to be wary. Another thing, William said, he was saying, if you don't follow my laws, you're going to get a plague. you can't really say why anything happens. If anybody who says, why did this happen? They don't know, because they don't know God's ways. So the truth of the matter is that obviously our whole purpose in life and to be in this world is to work on ourselves spiritually and to get closer to God and to work on ourselves in terms of between myself and my fellow man, between myself and God, and that's what we're supposed to do. But you can't say this happens because of this. It just doesn't go. It doesn't work.
I want to ask you a question, yeah. Lenny. You know, even in my community where I live, there's all this people who are afraid that, you know, they just changed our streetlights from regular streetlights to these LED lights. And when you walk outside at night now, it's almost like you're in a ballpark. It's so bright. It's almost like daylight on the streets. And some people in our community were, you know, on our WhatsApp list were saying, this is 5G. When they were installing these LED lights, it's 5G. And you know, that's what they're doing. And they're doing it during Corona, so nobody pays attention, blah, blah, blah. And then other people are saying, I'm not even going to listen to this garbage. It's not 5G. And they go on to explain why it's not 5G. Just out of curiosity, in your community where you live, and you live like northwest of Beit Shemesh. I didn't want to say where exactly. Okay. So have they changed your streetlights recently?
No, they have not. And we could use a changing because it keeps going off and on and off and on. We definitely could use renovations in our street.
Okay. Well, so you might be getting it. Anyway, I just thought I was curious. All right. So now let's go back and talk about what's going on in the United States. And I was asking you, what if Biden won? Let me ask you this now. What happens if Trump wins in November? What do you think is going to happen?
So I think that it'll be a little bit better for us, for the Jews, because he'll just continue his very friendly policy towards Israel. So now for us in Israel, it should be okay. In terms of, but they're going to keep going after him. They're incessant. The Democrats don't want to work with him. And he actually is pretty moderate in a lot of ways, and they don't want to work with him at all. All he wants to do is get things done. You know, I'm not talking about his personality or the vulgarity or the tweeting. But if you take a look at the things that he does things. You know, like he works 17-hour days. He works very hard, and he does things. I think that Joe Biden, the problem, first thing is, I can't believe that the Democrats can't get somebody who is competent. Joe Biden has got an illness.
I think they chose him because he's incompetent, because he's just a figurehead. But the real powers, the puppet masters, as conspiracy theorists like to use that phrase, are behind him. He's easy to control because he's not in his right mind, because he's losing it.
He can't put a sentence together.
Right, so he's not going to say, no, I'm not going to do that. He'll just, like, read the lines, you know, whatever the teleprompter is telling him to read.
Yes, he can. Now, I don't know how they're going to do those debates, but those debates shouldn't even be contests.
Do you think that there's going to be debates? I don't even know if there's going to be debates.
I think he's going to get away with not having a debate. I think that there won't be any debates.
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be any debates. That's my guess. But it's just a guess. All right, so let me tell you what I think.
They'll be embarrassed.
Lenny, let me tell you what I think is going to happen in November. I think that whatever and whoever wins in November, America is finished. And I say that with a sad heart, because America is a wonderful country. It's, besides Israel, it's the best country in the world. It is a country that everybody wants to go to because of the opportunity that they have there to have a better life, to enjoy more freedoms. And it's very sad when I say that America, it's the end of it. But if Biden wins, this is what I see happening. America's going socialist. It's going to lose its freedoms. The average citizen is going to be intimidated into cooperating with peer pressure, with the political correctness, and using racism as a sword against them. And they're going to be cowering And they're going to lose. America simply will not be what America used to be. It will have been fundamentally changed for the worst. That's what I think. And it's going to be bad financially, because if the government, all these people lost their jobs, and it seems to me, this is my opinion, that the Democratic Party wants people to lose their jobs, because when people are desperate, they're going to vote for more government because they think that they're going to get handouts and they're going to be taken care of. People who have a job are independent. They don't need you to take care of them. So they want people to be laid off. They want people to lose their businesses and lose their jobs. So I see a very poor America, because America doesn't have the money to support all these people. And so these people will go into almost like indentured service, you know? That's number one. If Trump wins, I don't see it being good for the Jews. I see America being set on fire, because the leftists, in my opinion, are going to come out with a "not my president. This guy stole the election. He's a cheater." Even before the elections even happened, he said he may not respect the results of the elections. The guy cheated. He doesn't want to leave the White House. We're going to burn the cities down, and we're not going to pay federal taxes anymore because we don't recognize this federal government headed by Donald Trump. And you look, you see what's happening right now in Portland, where they sent the feds in there to try to make to take control, to protect federal buildings, and the mayor and the governors are screaming at the feds, "Get out of here. You have no business being in our state. We'll take care of this." They want nothing to do with the feds. And if they stop paying taxes to the federal government, in essence, they have seceded from the union. And so all of these people waking up in Los Angeles, in Portland, in Seattle, are going to go to sleep in the United States of America, and they can wake up in a huge autonomous zone called the Pacific, you know, the Pacific states, that have essentially seceded from the union because they're not paying taxes anymore to the federal government, and they don't recognize President Trump as the president, and they're going to form their own federations and now go try to get anything done that you need federal documents from or for in order to make Aliyah. You have to have something from the FBI showing that you have a clean record, that you don't have a criminal record. You have to get apostilles. You have to get all sorts of things done that are going to be much more difficult to get done. I can see roadblocks happening in the borders of these autonomous zones, or the states of California, Oregon, Washington, etc. A whole new reality taking place. It could happen in New York. It could happen in Florida. Who knows where all these places can happen, where they're going to say, "Not my president," and they'll burn the country down because they're so angry and they won't accept the results. That's what I see happening.
Yeah, I think all of this is very, very plausible and possible. Yes. And think about it the other way. If Biden wins, the Republicans can say they cheated. They had mail-in ballots. Those ballots were not real. We also don't accept the election. This is a lose-lose. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lose-lose.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And it makes me sad to say that. It makes me sad to think that, because America is such a great country with the freedoms. I remember the pride that we had as Americans, years and years ago. America, love it or leave it. America with the American flag. And people, if you were an American anywhere in the world, people's knees would shake and wobble because he's an American. Don't touch him, you know? And today, yep, if you're American, you're a target. You're a target. And only Trump has brought back a little bit of respect for Americans. But, you know, you just see how it's dwindled down in the eyes of the rest of the world, and with this new generation as well. That's a give me, give me, give me generation. You know, everything has to be in their safe rooms and don't offend me. I mean, whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I mean, you got to get along in the world. You can't have this. He offended me.
Right.
You can't have free speech. You can't have free speech if you're worried about people being offended all the time.
That's right. There's no more debate. It's you either think like me or you're my enemy. And that it was never like that. It was never like that.
And
America is a great country. And I've performed in all 50 states. I've been to every single state in the U.S., to so many different cities. And it is fantastic. But I agree with you. I agree with you.
All right. And we'll just say this again. It's time for the Jews to get out and to get out now. If you're not there, you can't be hurt over there because you're not there. And that's just what you need to do. It says in the Bible also, God took us out of Egypt, made the biggest miracles in the world to take us out of Egypt and bring us to the promised land. Today, all you need to do is get on an airplane and come, and they'll even pay for your trip. Get a free trip to Israel when you move here. All right, when we get back, we'll be talking about some more topics. Feel free to call in. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa, and each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany's but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel? Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we're back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and we're speaking about anything and everything. The lines are open if you want to call in about any news headline that's going on today. And we're going to focus now on what's going on here in Israel because, you know, there's the famous saying that when America sneezes, the world catches a cold. And we're seeing the Antifa and the anarchists and the left demonstrating in the streets in the United States, trying to take power. And the left, as we all know, if you know anything about the left, it has no borders. The left is a globalist type of ideology, organization. And so I believe that the same puppet type masters that are organizing things there are organizing it in other countries as well, Israel included. And we're seeing now nightly demonstrations with lots of noise being made. They're just on drums, banging on drums, you know, with their loud bullhorns, things like that happening here in Israel. And they're doing it in front of the prime minister's office because they're sore losers. I'm sad to say, the left, who we're supposed to look up to, they're supposed to be so humanistic, they couldn't win at the ballot box. So now they're being sore losers and they're trying to oust Netanyahu by force. So what do you have to say about all of this, Lenny?
I say exactly what you say, which is that Netanyahu and Trump are really the targets of everything here. Anything that happens in the world, you know, in America and in Israel, the idea is get Netanyahu out of office. Who's going to replace him? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Who can do as good a job as Netanyahu right now? Nobody knows. It doesn't matter. We got to get him out. It's enough already. And so just like they're doing the same thing with Trump, they're blaming Trump for the plague. They're blaming Netanyahu for the plague. He didn't react that. Nobody has ever seen this since 1918 with the Spanish flu. Nobody knows what to do. But it doesn't matter because they're using the left use the anything that happens as an excuse to push their narrative. Their narrative is let's get Netanyahu out of office. Let's take over. The problem is that the people do not listen to the left. The people have been voting right wing here in Israel more and more. And I think that's going to continue. because they just, the left wing don't really have an agenda. It's just this big one globalist socialism, you know, one global governance.
You know, I'm looking at what's happening here, and with the noisy left, and that's what they are, noisy, because these demonstrations are not huge. Some of them are large. We've, especially on Saturday nights, it's summertime. People who have become unemployed or are on unpaid leave right now because businesses are not open. They got nothing to do. This is their way to go out and socialize, and they're angry, and so they're demonstrating. And but the problem is that I can see the good in BB, and I can see the bad in BB. But yep. Whether I like him or not, I still believe that he's the best we've got. I'm thinking, look, I can say goodbye to BB. Go home, retire. You're 70 years old, and you've been in power for so. He's the longest serving prime minister in Israel. Go home. Let's get some fresh blood. I'm not against it. But there's nobody better. He's the best we've got. Why get rid of somebody who would only be replaced with somebody with less experience, less good connections and relationships with the powers of the world like Putin and Trump? He's got both of their ears. He is a leader. Though the left doesn't like him, he's able to unite the country enough that we can still function. He's the best we've got. Just, and if you don't like it, as they say, like with Trump, wait 4 years, they'll be out of office.
Right. That's right. You know, maybe you could say Naftali Bennett is showing signs that he could be a very good leader. Or maybe, I don't know. But I think Netanyahu has proved himself, and it's, you know, if we vote him out, we vote him out. But they're not voting him out. No, but the people are not voting him out. And that's the bottom line.
Even though the left wants everyone to think that the whole country is against him.
Yes, they do. And that's what, because there are a small amount of people that make a lot of noise, which is what is happening in America, too. There was a small amount of people that make a lot of noise. They riot. They burn down things. And the majority are those silent majority of the people that they're saying, no, we don't agree. They don't even tell people who they're going to vote for. They're afraid. Nobody will tell people who they're going to vote for in the election. I don't think any of these polls are correct here in Israel or in the United States. America.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just have to keep our heads above the water, above the swamp. And when we see headlines, to discriminate and to use critical thinking, that's not all what the headlines say. You have to look past the headlines. The country on the whole is not against Netanyahu. The last thing that we want to see, by the way, are new elections in November with a country that's already been hurt, an economy that's already been hurt by the coronavirus, to go to new elections, which would be fourth elections inside of a year and a half or so, money for it. We don't have money for new elections, and we don't want new elections. We still might be going to new elections.
I don't know. We might be, actually. We might be, but I hope not. I hope not.
Yeah, the country doesn't want it. See, my guest just proved the point that the country doesn't want it. And if we go to it, it's going to be because of personalities and egos, et cetera, in the government that don't want to pass the budget and or want to stay in power. And I mean that for both sides, not just for Netanyahu wanting to stay in power, but for Benny Gantz as well, because I believe that Benny Gantz is finished now. Because Benny Gantz, his whole platform for the blue and white was anyone but Bibi. And what did he do in the end? He slept with Bibi in the same government.
Yes,
they're sharing their bed, and everyone's talking about, looks like there's going to be a divorce. It's a very big possibility now. Because he betrayed his constituents, so I don't think that they're going to vote him back into office again. I think that maybe Yair Lapid will head the opposition. And, you know, I don't like Yair Lapid, what he stands for. However, I do give him credit that he stood ground on anyone but Bibi. He would not join a Bibi government. He didn't care that they offered him a government ministry. He didn't care about all these things. He was not going to sit with Bibi, who he's been trying to oust. So, all right. The last few minutes that we have in the show, let me ask you this, because I'm going to give you a little bit of plug yourself. You're a musician, And because of the coronavirus, you're unemployed. We can't have these big crowds anymore. So what does a musician do in his newfound extra time that he has?
Okay, so thanks for asking, Tamar. You know, what I did was I turned my office into a mini television studio. I invested some money in a great webcam, and then I got a new microphone for streaming, and now I go live 3 to 5 times a week, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, and I do shows. I do like 4 to 6 minute shows or 5 to 7 minute shows where I play 2 songs and I talk, and I've been getting actually donations to my not-for-profit organization, the Four Corners Project, right? www.fourcornersproject.org, the number 4. And it's been a very enlightening experience because I've done actually 18 shows and I've reached 20,000 people so far. So I'm averaging around 1,000 people a show, which is pretty good, like 1,200 people a show. And occasionally, one of the viewers, one of the listeners who are Schlock Rock fans, were Lenny Solomon fans, or Four Corners Project, they like the work, which is our work. It's informal Jewish education through music and media. And they support it. They make a donation for once for the year. And so that's the first thing. That's the first thing I'm doing. The second thing that I'm doing is that I am in the process of trying. I wrote a musical called on the Book of Daniel called Daniel in Babylon. And I am attempting to make a feature film here in Jerusalem. We're going to be filming in Jerusalem. And it's a very exciting thing. Obviously, we're looking for investors. But assuming that the investments come in, we will make a feature film. It's a rock opera on the Book of Daniel, and it will come out around a year from, I'm going to say, a year from December or so, October, you know, anywhere from October 2021 to January 2022. So those are the two things that I'm doing, but it's very challenging. You have to reinvent. You have to keep thinking out of the box. How do you reach the fans? I mean, think about what's going on now with the airlines and with the hotels and all the entertainment. You can't have a concert. People can't social distance if you have a concert. So you really have to do different things. So I have turned my office into a television studio.
So for people who want to join you live, because I just went to your Facebook wall right now, your Facebook page, and I see you've got a lot of videos there, and it's nice to be able to watch these and see you sing and play the piano, etc. But if they want to join you live so they can interact with you at the same time, what time do you usually do these things?
Okay, I go on 10:15 p.m. Israel time, which is 3:15 in New York, 12:15 on the West Coast, 8:15 p.m. in the UK, and I think it's 5 in the morning in Australia the next day. But that's, you know, I do that around 3 times a week. So I'm going to be tonight, Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night probably this week.
Wow. All right. So there you guys, you all know it. You can talk with Lenny on your own independently. Go to his Facebook page, Lenny Solomon. And we'll put a link there as well so you can be in touch with him. Lenny Solomon, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about all the news headlines that we were able to talk about. Thank you.
It was my pleasure, and I love your show. And everybody out there, just pray that God takes away the plague. We have to take away that plague.
Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.home page, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.